The changing of the seasons remind us that life too is filled with changes. And our passage from Ecclesiastes reminds us that things are always moving. Solomon tells us that life is really a matter of timing, for timing is everything. And this, of course, should be obvious to all of us. You and I probably have several clocks and calendars in our homes. Many of us have a watch attached to our wrists. Time indicators are built into our cell phones and computer screens. So time and timing is everything. So if timing is everything, how then should we live in times of transition? The talk this morning is not so much about change, but more about transition. I don't think they're quite the same thing. A new job, a boss, a new house, a child, or an empty house, that's change. Whereas transition, that's the process of letting go of the way things used to be and then taking hold of the way they become. Now, transition can be easy and can be exciting. When you pass your driving test or exams, when you get married. However, it can also be difficult. We've all heard about the midlife crisis. Remembering also death and difficulties in relationships. So why is transition so difficult sometimes? Well, it often means redefining who you are, whether it be leaving home, retiring, a new job. Transitions automatically mean the end of something. And so there's a sense of loss. Other times there's a sense of uncertainty because the future chapter may be unfamiliar. And many of us are already in that process of transition in our lives. Several of our young people are going off to uni. Several of us are taking care of aging parents. And even some of us are not going anywhere, even though some others are moving away. And the questions we all ask ourselves are likely to be, can I do this? What will happen next? What will I do? Who will I be? Well, can we get guidance about moving through transitions in life from the scriptures? Well, I believe that we can. First thing we have to do is to start by leaving the previous chapter. Our lives are unfolding stories filled with many chapters. And when we end a chapter, even if it's a very good one in the book, it's still time to turn the page. We can't stay on the same chapter, even if it was very good. When it ends, it ends. And time has a way of always moving us forward. Nothing stays the same. It's what happened in Exodus. Israel was comfortable for 400 years until Pharaoh enslaved them. Then it was time for a change, so God delivered them. Their problem was they didn't want to let go of the past, and they had huge difficulty with that transition period. 40 years in the wilderness, where when I read the Old Testament, it seems they complained most of the time. Their past world was Egyptian. They walked like an Egyptian. They talked, ate, and even thought Egyptian. So their question was probably, well, who are we now? And actually, we want to go back. That was the problem. They were unwilling to turn the page because they couldn't imagine their future story. They got stuck in the past. So we leave one chapter and we turn to the next. And the great thing about the next chapter is that it's not been written yet. We can't change the past, but the future is a different story. It's full of possibilities. And the word we use for this is hope. Three great things keep us going forward. Faith rooted in the past, hope in the future, and love in the present. I'm talking about small hopes at this point. Life is full of small hopes that push us forward, like wind in our sails, taking us from chapter to chapter. And without this hope, we'd soon be stuck in the doldrums going nowhere. Jeremiah said, chapter 29, verse 11, "I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare, not for calamity, plans to give you a future hope." And there is, of course, one big transcendent hope for all of us. It's the ultimate hope of hopes. And in all our transitions, it's the one thing that is constant. And that's our Christian hope, found in the stories of the Gospels, in the life of Jesus, in the fruit of the Spirit, in Jesus' welcome to us. He comes among us as the hope bringer. Not the bringer of the superficial hopes that our society promotes, but those deep, enduring hopes made possible by our Lord's work on the cross and the action of the Holy Spirit in our lives right here and now. Our deep hopes for connection, for freedom, for healing, for peace of mind. We can come to God no matter how small our hope may be, because even a tiny thimble full of hope can be transformative. Consider the story of the man who brought his son to Jesus in that passage from Mark. The disciples had been unable to cast out the offending spirit, but the man persisted and made sure that Jesus saw the boy himself. And we catch a glimpse there into the desperate father's state of mind as he tells Jesus, "It has often cast him into the fire and to the water to destroy him. But if you are able to do anything, have pity on us and help us." And Jesus said, "If you are able, all things can be done for the one who believes." And immediately the father cried out, "I believe, help my unbelief." Twice, the father reveals this mixture of hope and despair. And he's like all of us, really, wanting to hope for a good future, but often being distracted. We get distracted by world events or rational arguments that challenge the very existence of miracle and mystery. And yet, we can have hope, a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul. This is a really important bit, I'm telling you, so I'll give it a wait. I do believe my message does have hope. And so, pulling it together, I was saying that we saw in the story in Mark of the father this mixture of hope and despair. And I think he's like us. He wants to hope, but he gets distracted by probably rational arguments. Could this possibly happen to me? Will God listen to me? And yet I do believe we can have hope. And it's a sure and steadfast anchor to our souls. God is always at work. He brings healing, he brings order, he brings hope. And we can remind ourselves that God is our creator. His loving energy, his creative intelligence find expression through people of goodwill everywhere. So in conclusion, first thing we need to do, close the previous chapter and turn the page. Secondly, we need to remember that the future is always full of possibilities. And thirdly, perhaps the most important, is to never lose sight of the greatest hope of all, and that's Jesus. Jesus will give meaning to all our hopes. He'll help us move from chapter to chapter in our lives. And he will help us to that final chapter when it's time to close the book of our lives and open that amazing book to eternity. Amen.